Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission. This is day 4 of Jonah. Today's title is What Have You Done? Timothy Keller said, "Sin always hardens the conscience, locks you in the prison of your own defensiveness and rationalizations, and eats you up slowly from the inside." Our text today is Jonah 1:7-10. "And they said to one another, 'Come, let us cast lots, that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us.' So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, 'Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you?' And he said to them, 'I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land.' Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, 'What is this that you have done?' For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them." The pagan sailors are praying, but their prayers aren't answered, because they are praying to their gods. Praying to idols never elicits a response, so the sailors wake up Jonah and beg him to pray to his God. Before they give time for Jonah to respond, they move on to something they are more familiar with: casting lots. They cast lots to see who was causing evil to fall on them, and the lot falls to Jonah. God showed these unbelieving sailors who the problem was through a method they were accustomed to. As soon as Jonah is singled out by God, the sailors send a flurry of questions his way. "Where are you from? What is your country of origin? Why is this evil coming upon us?" Use your imagination and put yourself in Jonah's sandals in the scene described by Jonah 1:7-10. You are standing on a rain-soaked deck of a ship with the wind howling around you. The waves are so high from the storm that you can barely keep your balance. These strange sailors know you are the problem because they throw rocks like dice and they point to you. Then they ask you this barrage of questions, and wouldn't you know it, they ask, "What is your job? What do you do for a living?" The right answer would have been for Jonah to say, "I am a prophet of God," but Jonah has been running from his occupation. The sailors are in the predicament they are because Jonah is not fulfilling the job God called him to do. Prophets don't run away from God. They go to God and declare the word of the Lord. Prophets don't panic. They preach. Of all the questions the sailors could ask, they ask this one. God will not allow Jonah to forget what he had called him to do. You would think by now that Jonah would stop pretending and start repenting. God had singled him out, and the sailor's questions had called him out, yet Jonah is still numb to his calling and composed in his response. Jonah answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." If he believed that God was the Lord of all, he would realize that there is no place to run and hide from him. Jonah acknowledged that Yahweh is God of the land and sea, while attempting to evade God over land and sea. In addition, if he truly feared God, he would obey him. If you stopped reading in verse 9, you would think that Jonah had hidden the truth from the sailors. Yet, the next verse gives us more evidence that Jonah had finally confessed his sin. In Jonah 1:10, we read, "For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them." Finally, the truth had come out. Notice the sailors' response to Jonah's confession. "Then the men were exceedingly afraid." The prophet of God said he feared God, but rebelled and disobeyed. These men, who didn't know God, were not just scared. They were exceedingly afraid. The two words used to describe the sailor's response are worth noting. The word afraid in Hebrew is yare, and it means reverently fearing. The adjective, translated exceedingly, is the Old Testament word gadol, which means to the highest greatness. These sailors couldn't be more afraid than they were in the midst of their encounter with Jonah and his God. In their great fear, they bluntly ask, "What is this that you have done?" In other words, they ask Jonah, "How could you do this?" Stephen Davies' comments are profoundly accurate. These sailors immediately see through Jonah's foolish hypocrisy. "Jonah, you say your God made the land and sea? So let's see now. Where are we? Oh, we're on the sea. That's just great. Now what?" It's tragic, is it not, when pagans can see it and prophets cannot? It is tragic when the world exposes the sins of Christians that Christians have attempted to hide. Before the lost world asks, "What is this that you have done?" or "How could you do this?" we need to stop and ask ourselves some questions. Read the questions below for a few suggestions to get you started in being honest with yourself and with God. Am I disobeying God in any area of my life? Am I rationalizing my sin? Is my heart hard to the will and word of God? Am I hypocritical in my actions? Join me in prayer. Lord, we confess that we are sinful people, and at times our sins can be in direct rebellion to what you have just asked of us. I pray that in those times, Lord, you would be at work, forgiving us, redeeming us, restoring us, and sanctifying us. I pray that if there is anybody listening today who has any hidden sin, Lord, that they would repent, that they would confess it, and that, Lord, you would draw them close so that they would know your presence. In Christ's name, amen.